The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Matt Painter. The Boilermakers are 13-2 overall, 1-1 in Big Ten play, and ranked number 14 in both the AP and USA Today coaches' polls. Purdue will host Michigan on Thursday before traveling to Illinois on Sunday. Coach Painter, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with a quick opening statement, then we'll go straight to questions.
Well, we had a tough week, I thought, in both of our games. We didn't necessarily play well. We had some good stretches defensively. We held Iowa to 20 in the first half, held Wisconsin to 24 in the first half of both of those games. Didn't play as well defensively in the second half of those games, but we're not going to be a good defensive team when we turn the basketball over. And that's really been last couple weeks been our Achilles. It's something we struggled with in the Butler game, and we struggled with in these two games where we've had entirely too many turnover. So we have to feel if we can do a better job in that area and do a better job executing offensively, it'll really help setting our defense, and we'll be better because of it.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
And we do have a question from the line of Nathan Baird with Lafayette Journal.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
You talked a few weeks ago about, you know, the defensive rankings, defensive numbers were ranking you guys really high, and you didn't necessarily agree with that assessment from what you were seeing in games and stuff. What have you seen in the last 3 weeks? Have you seen an improvement in team defense since then?
No, because our offense has been so poor. We haven't taken care of the basketball. Our shot selection hasn't been great. And you know, anytime you're going to be in transition more, and anytime you can't set your defense, you know, you're not going to be as efficient. And we'll have some different matchups against different people that are going to give us some trouble. But in both games, we were able to be pretty successful in the first half, and the other teams really didn't make any types of adjustments. They just took care of the ball themselves, and they played better. And so I think for us, just being efficient on the offensive end really helps us defensively. And then we have to do a better job. Even though we've out-rebounded everybody, we have to do a better job of rebounding the basketball and really dominating the glass. But those numbers are really deceiving. Not everybody plays the same people. If, you know, if you played 15 games and everybody's played the same 15 people, you know, it makes sense. But sometimes the, you know, some of your conference schedules, who you're getting it compared to, you know, there's people on it where you dominate two or three opponents and it lopsides your numbers. And when you get into the Big Ten after you play 9 or 10 games and then you look at the Big Ten standings, I think those are pretty accurate then.
When you had a chance to look back over what happened Saturday, what stood out to you, maybe especially not even so much of what was happening with the zone press, but what was happening in the half court after you guys brought the ball up?
Oh, just not taking care of the basketball. You know, the turnovers we had, you know, generated offense for them. So that was more important than anything. And then we had guys not taking care of the basketball in the half court. And then we got some good looks that didn't go down for us, and that kind of compounds the other mistakes. So it was just, for us, it was a comedy of errors. You know, we had guys that didn't play with poise, didn't show their experience. And there was nothing that happened in the second half that didn't happen in the first half. And I think that's something in coaching that always happens. When there's something that needs to be adjusted, you know, you have to make that adjustment at halftime. But when you've held somebody to 20 points and you've only turned the ball over 4 times at halftime, you know, there's not an adjustment to be made. And then when we got into the second half, it just, you know, one led to another, from a defensive breakdown to a turnover to a poor shot to, you know, driving into 3 people, you know, whatever it might be. You know, it all just strung together, and that's how they made that great run. And but they raised their level. They were able to see blood in the water, and they did a great job.
And to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Scott Dapperman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Matt, when you talk about Jared Utoff, his defense sometimes is underrated, and especially his shot blocking ability.
Right.
But he's able to do it kind of both inside and on the perimeter. What
right.
makes him so effective?
Well, I would just say his length, you know, and his ability to get back into a play. You know, he blocked a couple of our shots, and our guys shot him like they were in a desert. like nobody was around him. Like they lost him, and then we showed him film and told him. He said, "Hey, when you know this shot fake, you know is going to lose everybody else on Iowa's team, but it's not going to lose him. You know he's coming back, and he's going to be able to get a piece of the ball or change your shot. So understand that when you get past him, that you're technically not past him because of his length. But he's worked hard. You know he wasn't somebody that defended that way. You know 3 years ago, he's put in a lot of time and really made a lot of improvements and really changes the game on the perimeter and, like you said, on the interior because of his length.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And our next question comes from the line of Brian Newbert with Golden Black Illustrated.
Yeah, hey, Matt. How are you?
Good.
When you have a big guy who can shoot over your guys, how difficult of a matchup is that for your size, and what can you do about it?
Well, you can't let him get the ball, you know, in that sweet spot, especially when those guys get in, you know, around 10, 12 feet, kind of in that mid post. I think that's probably the most important thing. And we have good size behind them. So if they throw the ball over the top, you know, we should be right there either where they can't do that or it's going to be contested if they do catch the basketball. So we try to get the action of our opponent and see how they get the ball in the post and in the mid post and try to knock it out so we don't have to worry about it. Because once you get there with a skilled guy that has some size, whether that's Jared Utoff or Duncan Robinson or whatever, now they can, you know, they can go above you or do that kind of Dirk Nowitzki step back. And it's a really tough shot to defend.
Thanks.
No problem.
And our next question comes from the line of Chad Lisneau with Des Moines Register.
Hi, good morning, Coach. Just wanted to kind of get your get your opinion just sort of on the wide open nature of the Big Ten at this point. You got five teams at 2-0, yourself, Michigan State at 1-1, Northwestern's been playing well. Just kind of maybe your overall thoughts on the depth.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen everybody, you know, play, especially in conference play, so it's hard to really kind of talk about it. But I think we have some teams, obviously, with some good non-conference wins. You know, I think Iowa last year, you know, made that push at the end of the year. And I think they won five straight or maybe six straight to finish their year. And I think sometimes when that happens, you can really use that and to get your, you know, the next conference season when you have a lot of returners coming back. So it's different for everybody. Michigan State, obviously, you know, loses arguably the best player in the country. You know, to start there. So they have to, you know, be able to fight through that. And they don't have experience of playing without him. And now they're gaining that experience and they have a lot of good players. You know, some teams start on the road. Some teams start at home. So when you have records and different things, some teams lose at home like we did. So that's a big win, you know, like for Iowa, like being 2-0, but also having the Michigan State and the Purdue win to start off with the one road win. That's probably a stronger 2-0 than some of those 2-0s. When you're going to be able to reflect on it here in 2 months. So it's a little bit different, but it's not enough data to really take a snapshot of what's going on. I always think the midpoint of the season, of the conference season, is a good time to gauge, you know, who's had a tough first nine games versus their second nine games, who's kind of even, where they are, where their record is, who's injured. I think that's always a big piece, who can stay healthy, who can get a break here and there to try to push themselves maybe a slot in the standings when you get to the end. But obviously we have a very good league. We didn't have the non-conference. I don't think that we thought we could have had. It was still good, but it wasn't great. And now we got to have a really good conference season and get, you know, get ourselves prepared to hopefully get 7-8 teams you know, into the NCAA tournament.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thank you.